News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the government will give serious consideration to a redress scheme for families of victims of the Stardust tragedy in addition to tomorrow's state apology. We're joined by Maurice Fraser, brother of Telmer Fraser, who died in the Stardust tragedy. Maurice, thank you for talking to us this morning. What would you like to hear in tomorrow's state apology?
Well, as stated over the weekend, you know, it needs to be a sincere, meaningful and transparent apology for starts, for all the abuse we have suffered from the state. An apology for the abuse for all the families from the first few moments at the Stardust site, where you could see Charlie Haughey walking around the burn shell of the Stardust building. Right up to last year, where there was obstacles put in the way by not necessarily by the Minister for Justice, but we had to fight for free legal aid. We had to appeal to the Department of Justice to have the jurors who would be selected to be paid compensation for being out of a job for a year, you know. An apology where we were let down by Keane, Tribune and Brandon, 48 dead and 281 injured, and all the survivors as arsonists. Just imagine, as I say, as in our case, Tam was 20 years old. Our sister, my parents' daughter, and her boyfriend interred with that arson tag for 20 years, to which our parents sadly never saw this. Sorry, getting emotional. Never saw it removed. You know, they passed away at the age of 56. It would have meant so much to my dad, especially because the minute he came out of the Cane Tribunal in 82, I think it was, and he just said, "Probable arson, probable arson." You're tarring my daughter as an arsonist. You know, just. It's just crazy.
Yeah, understandably. Totally understandable. And you felt because probable arson was the verdict of that very first tribunal in the early 80s, that it tarred all those who died, it potentially tarred all those who died so tragically that night with that label.
Exactly. And the survivors. Survivors, you know... those that weren't injured, but they were mentally scarred and mentally tarred with that probable arson theory.
Would you welcome, Maurice? I mean, you've outlined very eloquently what you like to see in an apology. Would you welcome a redress scheme talk over the weekend that might happen too?
I don't like that word redress. That implies other things that I would rather not go into at the moment, but an apology for me would be to make sure that people that need counselling today still get counselling. Like, I mean, I'm talking about the survivors, the families, but you've got to think it was a huge ripple effect. Like, people have been affected right across the communities. You had the first responders never received. The medical staff never received any counselling. I remember talking to a motorbike guard and two nursing colleagues where I work in St. Vincent's, and then young intern when he was based in Jerv Street and later moved to St. Vincent's. He's all had to relive and come to me and tell me how that they still see the horrors of that night. They also never received counselling.
Can I ask you, you met with the Taoiseach on Saturday. How did that meeting go?
It went very well. And I know Simon wasn't even around. He wasn't even a tosh when it happened. happened when this service happened. And I really do feel for him to deal with the legacy of the inaction, the closed doors the families had to face year after year, weary years from success governments. I'd like to think that Simon would help the families escape the trauma and hurt of over 43 years. Yeah. Look, the world is looking at what's going to happen tomorrow. Hopefully it's the right one. We have supporters from, we've been in contact with supporters from Grenfell, from Hillsborough. But, you know, the ripple effect has affected us all.
Maurice Fraser, brother of Thelma Fraser, who died in the Stardust tragedy. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.